The news at noon is sponsored by Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. We're all the way up to 34 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The latest victims of fake threats triggering a police response are members of the Trump transition team and incoming administration.
The lead spokeswoman for the transition says several of the president-elect's picks for key posts have been the targets of bomb threats and so-called swatting attacks. That's the term for the phoning in of a fake threat, which can prompt a massive law enforcement response. A Trump aide says police acted quickly to ensure those who've been targeted are safe, adding, "Dangerous acts of intimidation and violence will not deter us."
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. Holiday travelers fanning out ahead of Thanksgiving. Millions of travelers hitting the roads today, the busiest day of the week behind the wheel, and airports are still dealing with record crowds. The ceasefire between Israel, Lebanon, and Hezbollah, just hours old but holding so far. Residents forced to evacuate during months of escalations, returning to homes in southern Lebanon. On Wall Street, stocks heading down into the holiday. This is ABC News. A Utah woman accused of poisoning her husband is now preparing to stand trial. ABC's Andrea Fujii has details.
New evidence claims Corey Richens, the Utah mother who wrote a children's book about coping with grief after allegedly killing her husband, tried to buy fentanyl from multiple sources before his death. Prosecutors say she used fentanyl to poison Eric Richens in 2022. She's now awaiting trial. Search warrants unsealed yesterday claim Richens asked her handyman for fentanyl weeks before Eric's death.
A Massachusetts man who spent more than three decades behind bars for a murder he did not commit has been awarded $13 million by the state. Michael Sullivan, who was released in 2013 after being exonerated by DNA testing, says the expunging of his criminal record is worth more than money. Hyundai announcing a new recall of around 226,000 vehicles due to a rear-view camera failure. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, family company.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker welcomes you home. Step in for the finest selection of turkeys, hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and your favorite beverages. Discover the in-store specials designed to make your deer hunt and Thanksgiving truly unforgettable. And while you're there, visit their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and let Richland Locker be part of your holiday memories.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Gokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 34 degrees in Richland Center at 12:07. Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies, a high of 34, and northeast to north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds and chilly tonight with a low of 21. And for your Thanksgiving Day, some morning sun, then clouds filling in, a touch of breezy and cooler conditions, a high of 30, with northwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. In Richland Center, we have west to southwest winds at 6 miles per hour, and after a low this morning of 20, it's 34 degrees.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire, all with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Having at least one major credit card and using it responsibly is a great way to build healthy credit. At WCCU Credit Union, we recognize that different lifestyles require different options. If you like to keep it simple, we offer a Platinum card. However, if you enjoy earning perks, you'll love our Ruby Rewards or Emerald Cashback cards. Both come with great ways to earn points and some free travel insurance, too. At WCCU, not only do we offer some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs, but we also service them locally with people you know and trust. With holiday shopping and traveling coming up, now's a great time to apply online for your card at WCCU.coop. Or for more information, visit any of our WCCU offices.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobile One products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Good afternoon. It's 34 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News time is 12:11. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. Baraboo Shared Ride Taxi Service and City Pool were seemingly spared shutting down after the Common Council approved next year's budget Tuesday night. The Common Council initially proposed cutting the City Pool, but it will open next year if the community can fundraise to bridge the budget shortfall. Residents said they have already raised $4,000. City officials had also proposed slashing the shared ride taxi, but many community members attended Tuesday's meeting to voice support for it. To save the service, the SSM Health St. Clair Foundation announced it would offer a $50,000 grant to cover about half of the needed funds. St. Clair Foundation Director Julia Randles said the organization wants to help create healthier communities.
This was kind of a make or break moment for our taxi service. So to be able to provide some immediate help while we then work to collaborate and create the long-term solution for what this looks like.
The council agreed to accept the grant and pursue funds from state and federal programs. This allows the service to remain open. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you are not alone. But a new survey includes some other food surprises.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris Poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. The poll also reveals a surprising number of people say they actually prefer eating leftovers during the weekend rather than the actual holiday meal. One result which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
Thanksgiving dinner may cost you less this year. The annual survey from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation says the holiday feast should cost $57.61 to serve 10 people. That's a 2% drop in prices compared to last year. Some of the items on the Bureau's list include dinner rolls, a relish tray, fresh cranberry, sweet potatoes, stuffing mix, and a 16-pound turkey, which is priced out at just over $25. The full list can be found at the Bureau's website, WFBF.com. Current President and CEO Eric Borgerding is set to retire next year and be replaced by WHA Senior Vice President of Government Relations, Kyle O'Brien. Borgerding has worked at WHA for 23 years, the last 10 as CEO, and will retire on June 30th. O'Brien will be the organization's seventh leader in its 104-year history. WHA says Borgerding worked to increase the number of doctors and nurses in the state while also overhauling Wisconsin's hospital regulations for a more efficient and cost-effective operation. O'Brien has been with WHA for 12 years. There is a change coming in the leadership of a Wisconsin-based retailer. Kohl's CEO Tom Kingsbury will leave his position in mid-January. Kingsbury became interim CEO at the Menominee Falls-based company in 2022, before being installed in that position permanently. Kohl's named current CEO of arts and crafts retailer Michaels, Ashley Buchanan, to replace Kingsbury. Buchanan was previously a senior executive at Walmart and Sam's Club for 13 years before taking the helm at Michaels in 2020. Kingsbury will take an advisory role for Kohl's until he retires in May. UW-Madison improves a research ranking. The university is now sixth out of 920 public and private American universities in research expenditures. According to annual rankings from the National Science Foundation, UW-Madison had ranked eighth since 2018. For the first time, the UW has topped $1.7 billion in research expenditures. Nearly half of UW-Madison's research expenditures comes from federal awards from agencies such as the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, and the Department of Defense. Conditions have reportedly improved at Wisconsin's youth prisons. The Wisconsin Department of Corrections says the federal monitor at Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools noted an improvement in staff and resident attitudes, as well as fewer safety concerns following the death of a counselor earlier this year. The state was forced to look at staffing issues and how residents were being treated after the death of Corey Prue. Two teens are charged in his death. The monitor found that, despite the incident, the two facilities saw overall improvement this past quarter, with fewer complaints about safety from both staff and residents. A Madison man who took part in a deadly shooting last summer is headed to prison. 19-year-old Julius Jones pleaded guilty this summer to reckless homicide in the 2023 gang shooting of 20-year-old Nicholas Taylor Washington. He was sentenced Tuesday to 15 years in prison. Prosecutors say Jones and two other men shot Taylor Washington outside a party for being a member of a rival gang. Jones originally faced intentional homicide before taking the deal. No one was injured after a vehicle hit a combine near Viroqua last night. The Viroqua Police Department said a vehicle driven by 36-year-old Viroqua man ran into the back of a combine being driven by a 29-year-old West Salem man on U.S. Highway 14. The vehicle lost control and rolled over several times before landing on its roof. Police said both of the men were checked out by first responders but did not go to the hospital. It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 12:17. It's Medicare open enrollment time, but DATCAP warns of scammers. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, where quality and trust meet the road. We deliver high-quality repairs with a personal touch, making sure your vehicle gets the attention it deserves. Plus, we provide free loaners to keep you on the go. Our reputation for excellence is built on years of dedicated service. Join our satisfied customers and experience the Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists difference. Visit us today and drive away with peace of mind. Call us at 608-375-4434 or stop by on Elm Street in Boscobel.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at wirtzplumbingandheating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
It's 35 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. The Medicare open enrollment period is currently being held until Saturday, December 7th. It allows beneficiaries to evaluate and make changes to their Medicare plan. Also during this time, scammers like to target the beneficiaries. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Medicare open enrollment is a prime opportunity for scammers at current events type situations, so seniors and caretakers should be cautious of scams and frauds during this time. Some of the common Medicare enrollment scams to be aware of is a phone call asking you for your Medicare number, credit card information, address, or other billing details so they can, quote, renew your coverage or send you a new Medicare card. If you get contacted by an alleged insurance agent or broker that offers you a too good to be true deal on supplemental insurance, a Medigap plan or Medicare Advantage private insurance plan, or door-to-door solicitors claiming to be Medicare staff or other federal employees offering exclusive savings or discount products. That's the type of scams we typically see during this open enrollment period that deal with Medicare.
Medicare scammers are not only active during the open enrollment period, but also annually. There are various scams seniors and caretakers should be aware of.
Throughout the year, we're going to see all sorts of things. So those could be mixed in right now, too. And that's messages like emails or robocalls offering free medical services or supplies, new vaccine promotions stating you need to pay out of pocket, but Medicare can reimburse you. Maybe someone calling a telemarketer trying to sell you DNA tests they claim are covered by Medicare, or you've overpaid for your benefits and are owed a refund. All you have to do is provide your Medicare information and you'll receive your money back right away. Those are some additional scams that happen outside of the open enrollment period. So always be on the lookout for them and never give that personal information to anyone who contacts you out of the blue. Even if the request seems to come from Medicare, they don't have staff standing by to just call people or go door to door, and they don't sell in that way. Medicare will return a phone call that you make to them, but otherwise you need to initiate that contact.
If you are contacted by Medicare and are unsure if the agent is legitimate, hang up and call 1-800-MEDICARE. That's 1-800-633-4227. Reinen says that Medicare is not the only agency that will not try calling you unless you call first.
The government agencies aren't out there just randomly calling consumers. They'll return calls in response to a situation, but then you aren't going to have to do that verification and hand over your personal information or banking information. And you should report any of those types of situations to DATCAP so we can get the word out that those scammers are circulating in our state.
To report government agency scammers, you can contact DATCAP's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128, by email at datcphotline@wi.gov, or go to their website at datcp.wi.gov. Also, you can learn more about Medicare and specific plans at medicare.gov. The 13th annual Richland Center Rotary Lights in the Park begins tonight at Crosscut Park. You can experience the splendor of the show each night through New Year's. The exhibit will be open each night with walkthroughs from 6 to 6:50 and drive-through from 7 to 9. However, please note, new this year, the first three Mondays, December 2nd, 9th, and 16th, will be drive-through only. Also, Santa and Mrs. Claus will be on hand every Friday and Saturday. Parking for the Richland Center Rotary Lights is located at North Park. Participants can enter by crossing the well-lit footbridge. Admission is free. However, donation of a food item to the Richland Community Food Pantry or money to support the Rotary Lights in the Park project is appreciated. Please do not donate foods past their expiration date or any glass jars. The latest winners in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle. Our yesterday's winner was Caden Keller, and today's winner is Tara Coe. It's 35 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1225. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar in the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
It's 35 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:27. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Ryan Aaron Chambers, 19 of Richland Center, died November 19th. Funeral services will be held Friday at 4 at the Richland Center Community Center. A live stream of the service can be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will be held Saturday at 11 at the Czech National Cemetery, rural Yuba, with the funeral procession leaving the Pratt Memorial Chapel at 10:30. Friends may call at the Richland Center Community Center Friday from noon until 4. In lieu of flowers, donations may be directed to the family for a scholarship in Ryan's name. Ryan Chambers is survived by his parents, Mark and Shelley Chambers, two sisters, Leah and Lauren, two international brothers, Jiao and Banini, his grandparents, Jim and Diane Chambers, uncles, aunts, numerous cousins, extended family, and friends. Ryan Chambers, 19 of Richland Center. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86 of Viola, died Sunday. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 at the Viola United Methodist Church. A private family burial will be held after all services. Friends may call at the Viola United Methodist Church Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to St. Croix Hospice, the Kickapoo School District New Sign Fund, or Viola United Methodist Church would be appreciated. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Gerald Wendorf is survived by his daughter, Tracy and Dan Solverson, a son, Jeff and Jodine Wendorf, four grandchildren, brother-in-law, Randy Wanless, nephews and nieces, great-nephews and nieces, cousins, neighbors, and friends. Gerald Edward Wendorf, 86, of Viola. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet, died September 21st. A memorial service will be held Saturday at noon at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Mark Delcamp is survived by his mother, Shirley Delcamp, of Muscadet, siblings Kate Delcamp and Rick Amdahl, Sherry Delcamp and Tom Lopez, and Brenda and Brito Delcamp. Also, nine nieces and nephews. Mark James Delcamp, 66, of Muscadet. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center, died October 24th at home. A celebration of life will be held at noon Saturday at Mel's Micro. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Julie Jarvis is survived by her daughter, Hillary Jarvis, a son, Trevor Jarvis, a granddaughter, a grandson, and brother, Chris and Anna Jarvis. Julie Ann Jarvis, 54, of Richland Center. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet, died at the Richland Hospital Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 to 5 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. John Deckert is survived by his siblings, Art and Amanda Deckert, Jr., of Muscadet, and Judy and Brian Rose of Merkel, Texas. Niece and nephews, an aunt, Joy Evans of Muscadet, aunts, uncles, other relatives, and friends. John Hambone Deckert, 54, of Muscadet. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River, died November 16th after a battle with lung cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 3 until closing time at the Blue River Community Building. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Julie Hamilton is survived by her husband, Larry of Blue River, two children, Weston and Danny Winkers of Nelson, Nebraska, and Leah and Devin Walrack of Mineral Point, two stepchildren, Laura and Tori Wetter, and Corey and Katie Hamilton, all of Boscobel, grandchildren, nieces, nephews, and many friends. Julie Patricia Hamilton, 55, of Blue River. Forrest J. Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro, died November 18th at Bluffview Memory Care in Holman. A graveside gathering with military rites will take place Wednesday, December 4th at 11 o'clock at the Mount Vernon Cemetery. A celebration of life will follow at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center in Hillsboro. In lieu of flowers, memorials would be appreciated to an animal shelter or humane society. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro is assisting with arrangements. Survivors of Frosty Haganaugh include his siblings, Terry, Scoot Haganaugh, and Mike Griffin, John, Twig, and Marsha Haganaugh, Dirk, Chip, and Joanne Haganaugh, Tamara, Tiz Haganaugh, and Carl, Dutch Haganaugh, many nieces and nephews, and special friend, Joanne Biermeyer. Forrest J., Frosty Haganaugh, 74, of Hillsboro. Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center, died Thursday. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Burial will be held in the Muscadet Cemetery in the spring. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Chris Nelson is survived by two children, Nicole Nelson of Blue River and Gabrielle Steele of Richland Center. Brothers and sisters, Gracia and Greg Wilkinson of Middleton, Barbara and Jim Henthorne of Arena, and Rainier and Sandra Barron of Craig, Colorado. Many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Renata Christina Nelson, 59, of Richland Center. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet, died Monday at home. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Saturday, December 14th, at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will follow in St. John's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Saturday, December 14th, from 11 until the time of service at 1. A rosary will be prayed at 10:45. Mary Harms is survived by her daughter, Linda and Creighton Cox of Embarrass, Minnesota, two step-grandchildren, three step-great-grandchildren, special nieces Pat Peterson, Sandra Foley, and Karen Radke, special friend Danny Wolf, and nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Mary Frances Harms, 94, of Muscadet.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. This Small Business Saturday weekend, we will be having an inventory reduction sale. On Friday and Saturday, you can save 50% off on all individual scrapbooking papers in stock. This sale is for 2 days only, and it's a perfect time to stock up so that you can stay creative. The Creative Outlet store hours are 9 to 5 on both days. We can't wait to help you find the products that you need to help you outlet your creativity.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The EasyView adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Sale through December 6th.
Attention Boscobel and Center Pharmacy patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period is now underway. Need help with your Medicare D drug plan? They're here to answer all your questions and guide you through the process. Let them help you find the best plan that works for you, saving you time and hassle. Because with Boscobel and Center Pharmacies, you're not just a customer, you're family. Call today to schedule your Medicare D review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Andy and Suzanne Anderson and Terry and Barbara Nimix. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good Wednesday. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, happy to report for all the holiday travelers, things are looking pretty quiet across the region. There is a band of rain forming south of us all the way from Kansas over toward Missouri, southern Iowa, Illinois, into Indiana, but that will stay well south of us through tonight. That could actually turn into some slushy snow accumulations in the Ohio Valley through tomorrow morning. Otherwise, just a cool air mass moving in from the northwest the next couple of days, so have the warm clothes handy as you're going out and about. Not a whole lot of precipitation in sight, though. We'll just have some occasional cloud cover, maybe a few stray flurries Thursday night as a weak front comes by. And of course, if you're going up toward the Lake Superior and Lake Michigan snow belts into Michigan, Wisconsin, and upper Michigan, they'll have some occasional accumulating snow. We do anticipate some weather systems to finally make it in here by early next week toward Tuesday and Wednesday, which could deliver some snow, so we'll keep an eye on that. Otherwise, for the rest of today, partly sunny skies, the high temperature about 34 degrees, northeast to north wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Just a few clouds tonight, chilly, low 21. Tomorrow, some morning sunshine, then clouds fill in. A touch breezy and cooler with a high of 30, northwest wind at 10 to 15. Thursday night, breezy and cold with a couple of flurries possible, low near 16 degrees. On Friday, partly sunny, breezy and quite cold, high of only 23. That would be more typical of late December. Going into Saturday, another cold one with some sunshine and breezy, low 10 degrees, high 23. Sunday, more good travel weather, partly cloudy skies and breezy, low 10, high of 25. Monday should be partly cloudy, low near 12 degrees, high of 27. Tuesday, slightly warmer but cloudy and a 40% chance of light snow, low near 15 with a high close to 30. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently partly sunny and 34 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 33, our low this morning was 20. Our high so far today, 36. The record high for this date, 65, was set in 1990. The record low, 7 below, was set in 1887. Last year's high was 25 with a low of 16. Sunset tonight will be at 4:29 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:10. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwest winds at 5 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down slightly to 29.99 and no precipitation to report. It's currently partly sunny and 34 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
An example of the value of ag research today on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
University of Missouri researchers are finding some pretty valuable uses for a purple corn variety native to South America. Pavel Samovat and his colleagues are discovering some impressive characteristics along the way.
By a natural quirk, some of these corn varieties which mutated in Southern America, they ended up actually producing a lot of phytochemicals or chemical compounds which have many beneficial properties.
Samovat says these include some much healthier chemical alternatives, like food coloring.
For example, Red 40 dye is synthesized from petroleum and is 40% of all the food colorants used in the U.S. Now, many researchers or small-scale studies have reported that these synthetic dyes may have harmful effects, especially on children.
Samovat says another potential use for the chemicals found in purple corn is producing biodegradable food packaging. These particular varieties are not presently suited for our climate in the U.S., but, says Samovat, that could change with further breeding.
If we kind of produce greater amounts of colored corn, U.S. can become an exporter of these value-added corn varieties to countries in Europe and other parts of the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit TimSlackAuctionRealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitune with Tim Slack Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. Good sale last week. Large squares topped at $225 a ton and large rounds topped at $100 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Reminder, we are closed November 28th and we want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Watch for upcoming online-only auctions. We have plenty coming. Looking to buy or sell your property? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timslackauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitune. Have a great day.
Did you know there is a national Thanksgiving flock of turkeys? I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Introducing the next era in soybean performance, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans were bred to set new standards in yield potential and return on investment. A Minnesota turkey grower is experiencing a Thanksgiving of a lifetime, as Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
John Zimmerman has raised turkeys near Northfield for more than 20 years and currently serves as chairman of the National Turkey Federation. Because of his role, Zimmerman says one of his duties is to raise the national Thanksgiving flock.
And travel to Washington, D.C. and present the two top birds to the president, which he will pardon.
He tells Brownfield the presidential flock hatched in July with 44 birds that were quickly introduced to people.
As the birds got older, we kept handling them, introducing them to different lights and music and sounds and all sorts of stimuli that they might encounter in Washington, D.C., just to get them calm and docile.
Zimmerman says evaluations continued right up to the week before Thanksgiving.
Which ones had the nicest head and feathers, nicest tail feathers? They were, you know, which ones would strut the best? Well, all in keeping in mind which ones were also the most friendly.
In the end, Peach and Blossom were chosen to meet the president, who picks the names.
And the reason he chose that is his home state of Delaware. That is the state flower, the peach blossom.
And Zimmerman says the experience with President Biden is one his family will never forget.
He gave my son the president's challenge coin. My son got to sit in the Oval Office chair. Very personal, nice man to meet. And then we got to walk out with him to hail to the chief to the platform where he pardoned the turkeys.
Peach and Blossom will retire to Farm America, Minnesota's Center for Agricultural Interpretation, located near Waseca, to help educate visitors about the state's leadership as the top turkey-producing state in the country. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield.
A recent survey of ag bankers finds credit quality is their top concern as producers face lower net farm incomes. American Bankers Association's Tyler Mondres tells Brownfield.
Despite the fact that there is an expectation for credit quality to weaken a little bit in 2025, banks are taking prudent risk management steps to manage that risk, whether it's tightening their underwriting standards or looking a little bit more closely at the financials of their borrowers.
He says bankers expect 58% of their borrowers to remain profitable this year, down 20% from 2023. The president of the American Soybean Association says he's still holding out hope that Congress can get a new five-year farm bill passed in the lame duck session. Josh Gackle says
that's mostly been written, and if they could just negotiate over a few of the dollars, it always comes down to the money like anything else.
Speaking to Brownfield during the 2024 NAFB convention in Kansas City, he said the continued delays have been frustrating. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
Trivolt corn herbicide from Bayer delivers clean fields for up to 8 weeks. But don't believe us. Listen to some of the growers who've already sprayed it on millions of acres.
It performed great for long past 8 weeks.
The proof is in the field.
And the proof is in the results.
Trivolt kept my fields clean from the time I sprayed it clear through tasseling.
Results growers are more than pleased with.
It doesn't make dollars, it doesn't make sense.
They've tried it. You should too. Talk to your local dealer. Trivolt is a restricted use pesticide. Consult your state pesticide regulator for specific restrictions. Read and follow pesticide label directions.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
The Hartungs were a family long before they became a business. Galen and Lorna Hartung taught their kids about hard work and honesty, not just in words, but in action. Randy Hartung remembers the day he learned the value of work. His parents handed him a bill for his sixth grade school clothes. From there, he and his siblings earned their way by mowing lawns, helping on farms, and sweeping floors at the co-op. Today, that family-driven dedication continues at Hartung Brothers, where they still prioritize honesty, hard work, and meeting customers' needs.
Another slow start for direct cash cattle trade, and cash hogs are mixed at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Asking prices are around $189 live in the south, while nothing has surfaced out of the north. Packer inquiry could improve as the day progresses, but it's also possible the bulk of the week's business holds out for higher money until sometime on Friday. There was some light business reported in Iowa on Tuesday at $187 live and $295.50 dressed. Boxed beef is higher at midday on light demand for solid offerings. Choice up 49 cents at $312.06. Select is 29 cents higher at $275.78. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steer calves under 550 pounds were $5 to $15 higher. Steers 550 to 800 pounds were steady, and two loads of 899-pound steers sold with a higher undertone. Heifers were also steady. The USDA says demand was moderate to good for a moderate supply. Steer calves and a few loads of yearlings saw the best demand. Feeder supply included 59% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 510 to 545 pounds, brought $330 to $345. Feeder steers, 889 pounds, brought $268.35. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 664 pounds, brought $223.50. Cash hogs are weak at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. That's helping provide some price support. But the industry continues to monitor what's been happening on the domestic demand market, as it's been relatively inconsistent. Hog weights are up more than a pound on the week, but are down more than a pound from year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct are down 33 cents. With a base range of 81.50 to 88.15 and a weighted average of 87.36. The Iowa, Minnesota, and the Western Corn Belt both have no comparison, but a weighted average of 87.47. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand for light offerings at $43 to $55. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. Boars range from $20 to $30 and $15 to $25. And finally, pork values were lower at midday, down $1.90 at $89.25. Bellies and hams were both sharply lower. I'm Megan Grebner, Roundfield Ag News.
At Wiffles Hybrids, we like to speak in metaphors. For example, when it's seed decision time and you're at that fork in the road and time is money, you might want to choose a partner that's a little more underdog, a little more David than Goliath. Because you deserve a family-owned company that marches to the beat of their own drum, whose product lineup and customer service is the whole enchilada, the whole ball of wax, the whole kit and caboodle. Wiffles Hybrids. Plant your independence.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
Soybeans and hogs are mostly higher. Corn is mixed. Cattle are up. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. You better build bigger bins. It's just a suggestion. But regardless, be ready to maximize your per acre profits with MX Series Corn by Stein. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mostly higher in Fendon technical buying. Crop development conditions in South America continue to look favorable, and there's more rain in the forecast. Soybean meal is up on demand expectations, while bean oil has moved lower on profit taking. January beans up 4 3/4 at 988 and a quarter. March beans up 3 at 997. Corn is mixed on spread trade. There have been talks about tariffs in the new administration, and there are concerns there could be trade disruptions. The Trade continues to monitor crop development weather in South America. December corn down 1.5 at 418 and a half. March corn up 0.5 at 428 and a half. The wheat complex is lower on fund and technical selling. Wheat faces pressure from competition on the global market. Russian wheat is still competitively priced and harvest activity continues in Argentina and Australia. The U.S. winter wheat crop was rated 55% good to excellent ahead of dormancy. December wheat down 7.5 in Chicago at 532. March wheat down a dime at 548. Kansas City wheat's down 22.25 for December at 528.25. In Minneapolis, December wheat down 15.25 at 562.25. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of widespread direct business. Box beef was also higher at midday. December lives up 105 at 187.95. February lives up 95 at 188.65. January feeders are up $1.12 at 259.22. Hogs are mostly higher on spread trade. Midwest butcher hog markets are closed for the holiday. National direct business was down slightly at midday. December lean hogs down 42 cents at 82.67. February lean hogs up a nickel at 88.32. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Scavenger hunts. Going from place to place, hunting, searching, scratching your head in frustration. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance Agency, and we think that purchasing insurance shouldn't be a scavenger hunt. Get all the hints you need and a free quote. You can find us at richardsinsure.com.
This is your Wednesday Wilkinson Auction Report with Tyler Wilkinson. Wilkinson Auctions has been in business for almost 65 years with a really simple business model. Smart local people giving great service and getting great results for our friends and neighbors. We are thankful that folks in our community have trusted us with some of the most important events or deals in their lives. Thank you to everyone who has trusted Wilkinson Auctions to handle their auction. Thank you to everyone who has trusted Wilkinson Auctions to sell their real estate. And thank you to everyone who has trusted Wilkinson Law Group to handle their legal needs. Smart local people giving great service and getting great results for our friends and neighbors for almost 65 years because of you. Thank you. Now let's get back to business. Next Wednesday is the equipment auction at Carl F. Stotts & Sons in Wanakee. The following Thursday is our huge equipment consignment auction at the Muscadet Auction Yard, and we have a construction auction in the Columbus Auction Yard. More info on all of these auctions and how to work with us at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Serving a safe holiday meal. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As many of us make preparations to serve a holiday meal this week, Kenneth King with the USDA's Food Safety Inspection Service says there are a few steps those who are serving the meal need to take to keep the food safe and prevent guests from becoming sick.
If your food is sitting out at room temperature, your perishable foods like meat and poultry, these need to be placed back into the refrigerator within 2 hours. Now, if you'd like to serve that food safely throughout the entire duration of your Thanksgiving day, we have our rules of keeping your hot foods hot and your cold foods cold. That way you can serve your food to your Thanksgiving guests in a safe manner. And one way to do this is for your cold foods. So for example, maybe it's a cold dipping sauce, deviled eggs, potato salad. You want to have those on trays nestled in ice. That way they are kept cold because they're a cold food. And then switching that ice out as it melts. And then for hot foods, you want to serve these in chafing dishes, warming trays. You maybe have a beef stew you can have in a slow cooker. Anything that's just going to keep that food hot. That way you can safely serve that food. So please remember, if you are serving food for the entirety of your Thanksgiving day, just please remember to keep your hot foods hot and your cold foods cold.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is this week's Player with Heart, Eden Finucane from Mauston High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Eden is a three-sport athlete and takes part in band and flag squad. She's active in 4-H and FFA and enjoys growing her skills in public speaking. She's part of a family farming operation and talked about what agriculture means to her.
It's a family tradition. My family's been farming since the 1950s, and I've sort of grown up learning how to show and care for for my dairy animals.
Eden would like to go into nursing after high school, but she said it's also important to her to be a part of that family farming tradition.
Grandma owns the farm right now, and it's probably going to be passed on to my mom and my aunts. And from there, I'd like to have some part in ownership in the farm, maybe. I want to stay connected with the farm and help out on it when I get older.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
WRCO 100.9.